patient is Robert Miles, M-Y-L-E-S. This is a consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation evaluation for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation. Date of consultation 7/7/22. First patient is a 61-year-old male with hypertension, diabetes, mellitus, hyperlipidemia, obesity. Period. Patient has a persistent atrial fibrillation. Period. Recently, patient is complaining of increasing episodes of shortness of breath, palpitation, and decreased exercise tolerance. Period. Patient also noticed lower extremity swelling. Period. Patient is referred to me for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Period. Patient recent echocardiogram showed decreased left ventricular function, ejection fraction 35% to 40%, probably secondary to tachycardia induced cardiomyopathy. Period. Current medication: Actis 45 mg daily, albuterol, aspirin, atorvastatin, dorcaside, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, furosemide 20 mg daily, Jardiance 25 mg daily, potassium supplement, metformin 1000 mg daily, Actos and Sotalol and Trulicity. Period. Allergies, no non-allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system, in general, dysrhythmia, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated, no history, arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 135 over 69, pulse is 60 to 70, irregular respiration 16, weight is 295 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, 1 over 6, systole, murmur, heart of the left sternum border. There is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, estimated, no edema. Clinical condition number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, obesity, number 4, hyperlipidemia, number 5, diabetes mellitus. Recommendation: patient is quite symptomatic with atrial fibrillation, failed medical therapy. Period. Discuss with patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein, stenosis, and even death. Period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure. Period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger. Data consultation 7/7/22.